This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of R. McFadden, along with Jay Horn and Kay Kessler. This is the D. Stephan GD program.
All right, so let's have some names in the news. This is Monday.
GD, by the way, is for it's good day.
Good day, exactly.
Yeah. What did I say?
You said GD.
You said GD.
Yeah, it's not the other GD. It's
GD,
good day.
It's good day, right. I'm good. Right. Do you think these people who are smart, just by the fact they're listening to this program, haven't figured that out yet?
I just wanted to clarify it, just in case.
I appreciated it.
Yeah, me okay.
too. We are prepared
sometimes I forget.
Here to bring you extra virgin olive oil today.
E-V-O-O.
I feel happy. Repeat after me, Richie. I feel happy.
I feel happy.
I feel healthy.
I feel healthy.
I feel terrific.
I feel terrific.
I love Doug Stephan.
I love Doug Stephan.
Life is for laughing.
You got me on that one. Life is for laughing.
Life is for loving.
Life is for loving.
Life is for living.
Life is for living.
Life is for...
I see a pattern here.
And doggone it, people like you. All right, Stuart Smalley, what's the name?
All right.
Now what?
I state your name.
All right, so Rich McFadden is in the nation's capital, the headquarters for Radio America, which is our originating network, even though we are carried by four or five other esteemed organizations. We actually do the dirty work in Washington, where Richie is, and the judge making news in the district over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The judge ruling that the district's ban on carrying guns.
You got them, pack them.
Outside a person's home violates Second Amendment rights. Second Amendment is the right to care, to bear arms. To bear arms, too.
Depending on your...
The justice ruled that in Washington, the ban on carrying guns outside a person's home violates his or her Second Amendment rights. So that means you can be blasting away right outside your home at pretty much anything. The squirrels that are out beside your house, shoot them. Any woodchucks in your neighborhood,
well,
shoot them.
Hey, Dougie.
It's the right to bear arms.
Doesn't mean
using them is a whole different story.
Ah, okay.
In D.C.
And have those rules been underscored here? Do we know what the rules are? We know carry a gun, but what do you do after?
Yeah, the dilemma is they made a law that says, okay, if you're going to own a gun, you're not allowed to carry it outside of your house.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, that's just dumb.
Right. This little thing called the Constitution, you might have a little problem with that in court.
So didn't they know that? Didn't the city council know that? Well, of course they did. But why let that stand in the way of getting a good headline?
Right.
Right? Well, there's a lot of violence in Washington, but, you know, there is a lot of violence in Chicago.
I'll tell you what.
Los Angeles.
I do not know what the, let me see what the murder rate is in D.C. It's down. I mean, you know, my brother works in the hood, and it's not so bad anymore. I mean, it's still the hood.
Did your brother ever shoot anybody?
He's never shot anybody.
No.
Pull a gun. Now he works in the school system, so it's fights.
That's more frowned upon.
Yeah, yes.
You don't want to go around shooting people there.
Well, I mean, I remember the story 2 or 3 years ago. He had to expel a kid.
He did it.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
A good kid. Well, the school system expelled him. He works at the... the main school he works at is a charter school.
Yeah.
He says it's a great school.
Uh-huh.
But he also works at Blue, which is, you don't want to be caught dead there.
What's Blue?
Blue High School is the rough neighborhood school down there.
Okay.
So a kid at the charter school, who is a good kid, was reported to have a gun in his locker.
Really?
My brother approached him, asked him. He said, yes, he did. He said, let's go get it. They went to his locker, opened it, got it, and that's it. There are no second chances.
Well, there are not too many second chances about this.
And
so
he asked.
He was bringing it for protection.
He was bringing. That's exactly why he was bringing it. But it doesn't matter.
How old was he?
16.
Dad.
15,
and he had
16.
A gun, but he had a permit at 16, right?
He did not have a permit.
No, he was probably being threatened.
He was being threatened.
Can you get? What's the youngest? At what age can you get a gun permit? In
18.
Washington,
18, I would imagine.
18. Uh-huh. Is that universal, pretty much around the country?
I think, yeah.
18 years old to have a gun. Well, if you can carry one in the service.
Right.
Put a uniform on, go out and blast away, so you gotta be able to have one in private life as well.
But think about that, having to take a gun to school.
How old can
yourself.
You, at what age there. Do you vote?
18.
Mm-hmm. What's a 21? Drinking. Yeah, okay.
You can do everything at 18 except drink.
Drink. And we all know that everybody adheres to that law.
I did.
Right.
I did.
Yeah, sure you did. I'm absolutely sure.
I may not have been 18, but I had some piece of paper that said I was.
Yeah, right. Oh, even better, Richie.
Right.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Funny how I look just like my friend Joe.
Yeah. How many people shop at dollar stores? Raise your hand.
I've been a few times.
Anybody stop at the Dollar Tree store?
Family Tree.
Family Dollar.
There's a Dollar Tree,
yeah. I'm confused because are there not three or four of these that are pretty much all
the same? Yeah, there's the Dollar Tree. There's Family Dollar. Yeah. There's 99 Cent Store. There's a whole bunch of them.
Five Below. But those are the two big ones.
Dollar Tree and Family Dollar are the big ones?
Right.
Okay.
And don't forget Dollar General. That's a good one.
Oh, Dollar Tree is buying Dollar Stores for $9 billion.
For a dollar.
For a dollar.
Should that be for a dollar?
It should be. You're right.
They're getting
that.
Ripped off.
Somebody's getting screwed in this deal. Right. Can you imagine that? There's that kind of dough in selling junk? Because that's basically what
they're
doing.
It's not, though, anymore. If you go to the Dollar Tree, they actually sell produce and stuff. And you can even get organic produce there.
For a dollar?
For a buck.
Really?
I went yesterday to try. My son Sean keeps losing his charging cords for his iPod.
Really?
And I'm like, all right, I got to find an alternative. So I went to Radio Shack, Best Buy, Target. He goes to a friend's house. He's out somewhere, wherever. So we're always just missing them. So then he comes and gets one of ours. So yesterday, after going to Radio Shack, Target, Walmart, and Best Buy, and not being able to find anything cheaper than $15, I decided I'm going to go to Five Below. It's in our local shopping center.
95 cents instead of a dollar?
$4.
Yeah.
No, it's a knockoff brand, and we'll see if it works as good. But if it works, it works. If it doesn't, I learned.
Uh-huh. All right. So I find that is, and I know there's a prejudice here. Some people think that I sound like a snob when I say that stuff. As a matter of fact, I was criticized recently for suggesting, when we're talking about Provia, which is the all-natural product that cleanses your scalp, gets the pores clean so your hair can grow, because I say often, not always, but often when I'm talking about that you have created this situation by buying those cheap shampoos at the dollar store, using them. If it's creamy, you put it on your scalp, likely it's going to go into your pores and plug them up. And because I said you buy them at the dollar store, somebody who runs a dollar store sent me an email, Doug@DougStefan.com, Rich@DougStefan.com, Ken@DougStefan.com, Jennifer@DougStefan.com for your information. Because I said that, this person accused me of being a snob. Well, just because you have money, you can go buy things at the big department stores, but we don't have any money. You know what? I don't even know where there's a dollar store around here, but I know in California where they are because I have gone into the dollar stores there. And it's, sometimes I say, well, I haven't gone to McDonald's, I don't go to Walmart. And so people get the idea that I'm some kind of a snob. That stuff or being in that atmosphere doesn't do it for me. I'm not a sophisticated shopper. I'm not a good shopper. I will tell you that, but I don't like that atmosphere. And you can say whatever you want.
I'll tell you something.
About if I sound like a snob. But
I was in Walmart, and I'll go out on a limb, and I'll sound like a snob. There's a bunch of dirtbags walking around in that. The one near me.
Yeah.
The place is dirty. Yeah. The place is unorganized.
Yeah. You know what? You won't find
dark.
It cheaper for contact lens solution or toothpaste. And if you're trying to save money. Look, I wish we had a Walmart near me, because for stuff like that, for the basics, it's it's the cheapest. It really is.
I went in yesterday.
Is that all you care about?
The power cable.
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes. Here's the thing. If I'm buying a tube of, I'm not endorsing Crest toothpaste, but let's say I'm buying a tube of Crest toothpaste, and it's either $1.50 at Walmart or $2 something at Target. I love Target, so I might go into Target because they have other things that I'm interested in there. But if you're trying to save money, you're going to go to Walmart to save money. If you're buying the same tube of toothpaste, it's no different anywhere else, and it's 50 cents cheaper, you're going to go to Walmart.
But it's just dirty and nasty in there.
Well, the problem for me with Walmart is that it smells like when you walk in.
Yeah.
You got to get that. Yeah. You got a Walmart whiff. But you know what?
Well,
again,
what
if you're saving
saying.
Money, you're saving money.
That's what Richie's saying. Well, would you save? How much do you really save in that circumstance? Richie's story was better than yours.
He's got kids. You know, you save a lot.
Mm-hmm. You do save.
All right, anyway,
as much as I hate it, every now and then I find myself walking in there just because I know it's going to be $5 cheaper.
Let's finish the Provia story as long as I started on that path. Provia Natural Hair Therapy cleanses the pores, gets the... That stuff, if you use enough of it over the years, it's like cement. You can't imagine unless you see it come out. I saw this once.
I'll back you up on this. When I was going through my chemotherapy and researching... Yeah. How not to lose your hair doing chemotherapy.
Yep.
They say switch from the creamy shampoos to the clear, clean shampoos.
Yep, right.
Because
exactly.
of this exact reason.
Right. Okay. So Richie's backed me up. I got the info. I have the credibility. Now all I have to do is tell you how to get Provia, which is easy because you get it direct from the manufacturer. You don't have to go to the store to get this. Matter of fact, it's better to get it this way because you know it's being shipped to you right from the factory fresh. 800-525-8319. Call for Provia, which works for both men and women on your scalp. Colored hair, no problem. Treated hair, no problem. 800-525-8319. And this stuff sells well in the summertime because a lot of people want to have more hair visible. Summer activities, you're swimming a lot, you don't have a hat on, that kind of stuff, sweating. So it is for your benefit. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is one phone call away. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen, and they'll send you the new Provia Super Concentrate, which will work even faster, get better results, so you don't have to watch the summer go bye-bye and not have that new hair coming in. The follicles grow in through the pores that have been cleansed. Natural. It's your hair coming back again. Whoopee! 800-525-8319.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. See how much you can save at Sam's Club with new lower prices on items like 50 pounds of Simply Right dog food for just $17.98, a 3-pack of Dawn Total Clean for $7.98, a Tresemme twin pack for $10.86, and much more. Join by August 3rd and get a welcome package worth up to $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limits apply. See store or staples.com for details.
Every day, love grows on the Good Day program. Love, friendship, and funness. 21 after the hour.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Me. All right, time for our new contest. This is the One Hit Wonder Contest, exclusively on Good Day. Listen up very carefully. Say how you win.
She ain't got the money, clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free.
Favorite pop hits.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard it.
Really?
No. I don't think so.
God, this is what I'm going to go.
No. Yeah, no, this is the song everybody loves. Crank it up, Reggie. So, this is a song from 1970 called Love Grows. And this is how this contest works. We play a hit song by an artist that only had one hit. What you have to do is tell us the name of the artist by dialing 888-302-3684. Your prize for being the person on the air who has the right answer will be a CD with 14 of these One Hit Wonders on it.
So if you're listening to this song and the light bulb goes off over your head, if you know what it is.
888-3684. The name of the artist, they were a UK pop group. They were all studio musicians, and they did this sort of thing, a dozen times or more. Just use different names of different, they come up with a different name every time they come up with a different song. The member's name is Tony Burrows, who's probably most famous for doing this. Tony McCauley, Barry Mason, that may or may not help you. The name of the group is what we need to know. Who is doing this song? Ooh, la, la, girl, where my brother goes. Such a happy, happy song. So, now's the time to call 888-302-3684 and win a CD with 14 one-hit wonders if you can tell us the name of the group doing that song, Love Garros. 888-302-3684. All right, meanwhile, there's a story from Cape Cod today. While you're figuring out who the...
Great cocktails there, by the way.
Cape Cod?
Yeah, vodka great cranberry.
Great cocktails. Mm-hmm. Cranberry. Oh, I see. Yes, because they're all... Yeah, I got it. Okay. the story of sharks and the Cape. Sharks now have become a tourist draw, especially in the town of Chatham, which could be, if you, spend a little bit of time there, just like Amity. Remember Amity?
Yeah, they had a Bill of Horror.
Amityville, yeah, but this, well, it was a horror. The shark was a horror. But now what they're doing is changing the theme. They're turning around to make something bad into something good. They're honoring the sharks on Cape Cod this summer. They're embracing. There are sharks that have been off the coast of Chatham. Normally, when the weather is better and the water gets warmer, it's right on the corner of the coast of the Cape. So it's where the water is the warmest. They have the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy there now, a new organization that urges people to spread the white shark love. So instead of, they've countered the newspapers, which on the Cape, when the sharks are up, look out, they're going to get you, to embrace them. They're here. And you go out and you take a boat, you go look at them and that kind of stuff. So instead of, I think this is a wonderful example of how you turn something that's bad into something that's good. I think it was, I thought it's clever. Thank you very much. All right, let's see here. How about we go to Hagerstown, Maryland, where James is. James, name of the group that sings Love Grows As My Rosemary Goes. What's the name of this group?
Edison Lighthouse.
It is the Edison Lighthouse.
Oh, like a light bulb.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah. Richie figured that out.
Good job.
You're going to get that 14 one-hit wonder CD. Stand by for that. Thank you, sir. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, I had an interesting question the other day. Warren, do dogs cry emotional tears? Although there are many claims in support of this theory, the scientific community is skeptical about animals crying emotional tears. Hard evidence really doesn't exist, but there's so much anecdotal evidence that it cannot be overlooked. It may be that not all animals cry emotional tears, but there's a likelihood that some do. Diane Fossey, the late gorilla expert whose life was documented in the movie Gorillas in the Mist, related a story about Coco, one of her prize gorillas, crying for emotional reasons. Even Charles Darwin wrote about elephants shedding emotional tears. Can animals cry? A couple of years ago, I received a letter from a child who said that whenever she cried, her cat Muffy would cry with her. The little girl's parents ignored the story until one day after she'd been punished, her parents walked into her room and found two wet pillows and two wet faces on the child and on the cat at the same time. So do pets cry emotional tears? I say yes. That decision's up to you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Reverse44.com. People who have followed this plan at reverse44.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Reverse44.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Reverse44.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Reverse44.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is, the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at reverse44.com. Watch for free at reverse44.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to reverse44.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBloomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's 33.
Wild blue yonder. Everybody.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Hi. Welcome to Huntsville, Alabama. Hello. And to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hello and good morning to you, Daytona Beach, where we're a big smash all over Florida.
We're a smash on the beach.
WTTV. Who's your what?
We're a smash on the beach.
We are, in fact. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's turning on. All right. So let's get to the news, shall we?
Shall we?
Let's combat ignorance. Let's get to the heart of the matter. You'll have the television report in a few minutes first, Jennifer, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you have the story of Freddie Prinze Jr. and Kiefer Sutherland?
Sure.
You know what the story is?
Oh, I will in a minute.
Kenny, do you know what the story is?
I do not.
No. Richie, you know what the story is?
Give us a sneak peek. Come on, Doug.
Freddie Prinze Jr. was at Comic-Con over the weekend, as was Kiefer Sutherland.
Right.
The two men had entirely different readings on Freddie Prinze's time when he was on 24. He said, well, Freddie Prinze has been in some fairly decent movies, right?
Yeah.
Sure,
fairly
yeah.
Scooby-Doo, you know.
Well known. Is
First Mitch.
All right. So he said that when he was on 24. It was the worst, most terrible experience. I hated every moment, he said, when he was talking to an interviewer.
Why would you say that?
Why?
To get attention, because nobody pays attention.
Well, you know what? I'm wondering about that, because Kiefer Sutherland, when approached about the same thing, had just the opposite point of view. He said, we've had some great actors. And he talked about Freddie Prinze Jr. He talked about some of the others, but I'm pulling that out because he was the exact opposite. And Prince said, I'm 6 feet. They made me take my shoes off because Sutherland's only 5'6". So what? I didn't have, you know, I asked Mary Lynn Reiskopf when she and I and the Greg and the people that went to Israel.
Greg Grunberg is who you're talking about. Yeah. That was the other name you just tripped over?
Yeah, I just tripped over that. And when we were talking, you know, they were happy to talk about some of the people that they work with. I've never been around, I shouldn't say never, but Grunberg is very positive, as you can kind of imagine. You hear it in his voice, you kind of see it in his personality. He wouldn't say anything bad about anyone to save his soul. And Mary Lynn, sort of the same thing. But she's the closest person associated with Kiefer in any project he's ever done. Is there anybody more associated with Kiefer Sutherland than Mary Lynn Reiskopf?
Donald Sutherland, but other than that,
his father.
Right.
Well, his father's only been in one. I think they've only worked together once or twice.
No, but I mean, that's the first thing you think of when you think
of
Kiefer.
Do that. Right, exactly. Okay. So anyway, anytime I've ever seen Kiefer, he's always been very, very polite. He's been very humble. He's been. He's my son says that he doesn't have a great rap with a lot of the community, the Hollywood gang.
Well, because he's a drinker.
Yeah, he's a big partier guy. Yeah, he is.
But I don't think he parties with other celebrities all that much. I think he likes just going out and hanging out.
Hanging out. I think he tries to
be a normal person.
But I think Richie got the gist of what I was saying. I don't know anything about Freddie Prinze. I thought he was good in 24.
What has Freddie Prinze done since 24?
Well, he said that he said it almost turned me off on acting. I went away. I worked for Vince McMahon. He said crazier than working with Kiefer. But at least he's cool and tall. I didn't have to take my shoes off to do scenes with him, which they made me do.
Jerk.
That's very jerky.
Yeah, I think it is kind of jerky.
Let's see, he was on an episode of Bones in 2013 and 2014.
Yeah.
He was in Star Wars Rebels, The Witches of East End in 2013. I mean, he hasn't done a movie, Robot Chicken.
He's blaming working with Kiefer as to why he didn't keep going in his acting career.
Hmm.
I think that's a little low, frankly.
It's kind of jerky.
Let me tell you something. He hasn't had a whole lot to. He was a voiceover in a video game.
Right.
I want to know what he did for wrestling.
Kind of a strange reality. Speaking of things that are strange, a couple of strange things from California this weekend, Jennifer. First, the fires in Northern California in the Sierra Nevada foothills charred 6 square miles, 10 homes burned to the ground. Nobody's been hurt. But that is something that's moderately typical. I don't know if this time, it's usually in the wintertime that you hear these stories, and more than the summer, isn't it?
This is usually fire season because things are dry, it's hot, not a lot of humidity in the air.
Speaking
the offshoot of this will be that wine, if you buy wine, if you're a wine fan, if you get wine from the areas where these are burning now, you're going to taste the smoke in the 2014 vintage.
Really?
Seriously.
You will.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends on what you like. But sometimes it's so overwhelming that they'll just have to dump the grapes. Other times they'll be able to blend it in the right way so that it actually adds character to the wine.
Can we tell that before they actually make the wine? Can they taste the grapes and go, okay, this is bad?
No, I think they're going to have to. With fire, they have to press the juice just to see how much it's there.
Hmm. Interesting.
All right. So the situation in Venice, California, over the weekend, where lightning struck, literally.
Crazy.
One guy was killed, 13 other people were hurt. You never hear stories like this.
No.
Certainly not on the West Coast, anyway. And right on the beach, too. Lightning doesn't really, usually, you don't find that lightning is a problem on the beach, either West Coast or East Coast. It's usually inland. And it's in an area where there seem to be a lot of trees, at least that's my experience.
Or trailers. I always go where the trailers are.
Yeah,
it was interesting to listen to the witnesses talk about it on the local news here in Los Angeles, because when you think of a lightning strike, you think of just one down. But people that were describing it said it was like a sheet, almost, of lightning that hit the water. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's certainly conductivity. Although, isn't salt water less conductive than fresh water? It seems to me, for some reason or another, can't get it through. All right, let's go to the other coast. Another tragedy over the weekend, this time in Florida. A father was killed and his daughter seriously injured when a small plane crashed near Venice Beach. So we go from the Venice Beach on the West Coast to Venice Beach on the East Coast. Those of you who are listening, did you hear the story we heard in Venice Beach? What's the story? Venice Airport contacted the Sarasota Sheriff's Office regarding a small plane in distress. They couldn't make it back to the airport. And there was a family from Georgia walking on the beach about a mile from the Venice Beach Pier. They didn't hear the plane. The plane was coming down. They didn't know anything, didn't hear anything. And then the plane, boom. Right. Well, the plane engine probably wasn't working. That's what the problem was. And so this fellow, Ami Izuri, who is the father of this family from Georgia, was killed. His daughter, 9, critically injured, and is in the hospital in Tampa. Imagine the trauma. Can you imagine the trauma of something like that? I think that's always what you bring. Excuse me. This is what I like to bring. Maybe like is the right word, but have you think about it, because radio, the best I can do is give you word pictures, imagery. Think about it. From, it's like a movie, you know, a Cary Grant movie or something. The plane's behind you, doesn't have an engine running. It's drifting down, down, down. You can't blow your horn. You can't open the door and yell out the window, get out of the way. It's just there, and all of a sudden, boom, it's on top of you.
Why wouldn't this guy have taken this out into the water about 50 or 100 feet?
I don't know the answer to that.
Why would he land it on the beach when he saw people there?
Could he not? Maybe he couldn't control it? Maybe.
I don't know, man.
Or didn't have the presence of mind, maybe?
I'm looking at a picture of this thing on the beach, and he's right where the water comes up on the beach, so it's right there at the break. Yeah. I mean, it's one wheel's in the beach and one wheel's in the water.
Yeah.
I've got to think he could have put this thing 100 feet out where he would have hit just as soft as the sand and been able to save himself and not injure anybody.
I don't have an answer to that. Anybody venture a guess? Kenny, comments on social media?
He's probably going to the bathroom in his pants and wasn't thinking clearly.
Right.
So.
Let's turn this around for a second. Put yourself in the place of this fellow in the plane.
You don't know how you're going to react.
He's not that well trained. Who knows?
Maybe he was scared for his life if he landed in the water.
Speculation. Yeah. Right. So he's taking care of him instead of taking care of the people on the beach or thinking about it. And a lot of times, who knows? I had an incident yesterday. I was moving cows from one field to another. I lost the brakes in the truck. And, man, I never had felt quite the same sensation because when I hit the pedal, it wasn't that they went to the floor. It was there was resistance at the top of the pedal. And because I had a trailer on that had electric brakes, it was there was a resistance from the rear brakes to the front brake system, and it made the system inoperable for a moment. But I had 13 cows in the back, probably 4.5-5 tons worth of animals pushing the truck, and I'm going down the hill, and it's Sunday afternoon, and I'm on the Massachusetts
Turnpike. How fast were you going?
About 55. Yeah.
But you were on a turnpike.
I was on the turnpike.
So no red lights.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there was
so you had time to
end of weekend traffic and that kind of stuff coming up from the beaches. But yeah, I just shifted down. But the reason I bring it up is not to tell you that there was presence of mind. But I'm so used to driving that truck. I'm so used to what the truck has for utility. That is how. And I think about these things from time to time. You know, what if you get yourself, you do that in, I mean, I don't know whether other people do it or not. It might be a good exercise.
I run myself through a situation mentally.
Yeah,
what if?
Right.
So that if a situation were to ever arise,
exist,
you would
have
it kind of like a walkthrough in your brain already.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
My father taught me that, and this is hopefully something that all of you will carry forward, and maybe you've heard this from your father or you heard it from others. I taught my children the same thing. You are best prepared if you are a defensive driver, knowing what's around you. Some people, I love to drive, and I'm a good driver. I enjoy being on the road. There's a sense of freedom, whatever it is, the wonder. I just enjoy driving and do a lot of it. But I will tell you that I'm aware, and every vehicle I own has mirrors everywhere, because I want to know what's going on behind me, on my sides, all around you. You need to know what's going on around you no matter what you're driving, because you can never tell, again, the sad story about what happened at the beach. I mean, how are these people that are walking the beach going to protect themselves? But if you're in vehicles and there's something going wrong around you, then at least you have a fighting chance of being able to protect yourself and maybe the people that you love who may be in that same vehicle with you, if you continue to be conscious and aware of what there is that's around you. There is so much stuff going on the highways today. Texting, people on the phone. We stopped at a light. Eric and Donald and I were moving the cows. So we stopped at a light, and there's a car next to us. The radio is so loud, and I looked over, and there's four kids in the car, not one of them over 18, and every one of them are on those damn text. They're on their cell phones. The guy driving is on a text line. He's now, they drive away, and they're all on the text. They're all texting or looking at their device, and the music coming out of the car. It just made me think of how selfish people are. If nothing else, why would you want that? Why would you turn the music up that loud that you would disturb other people? That's just damn selfish. I think it is anyway. I mean, I
like to go grab their keys when you're at the stoplight and throw them over the media strip into the other lanes for oncoming traffic.
I'll fix them up. All right, Jennifer checks television news and information for us next here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. Jen!
Dougie!
Mary Louise Parker is on the blacklist. I have not seen. I was hoping this summer I could catch up with the blacklist,
me
but I don't
too.
Think they run it. They're replacing the shows with good summer shows.
That's yeah, great. You've got to go on demand or, you know, on your cable provider on demand or do like a Netflix thing, because I want to catch up too. It's supposed to be a great show. And
good.
James Spader is just weird enough for me to like him.
Yeah,
Mary Louise Parker, yes, big news, is going to recur on Blacklist second season. She's going to appear as Naomi Highland, a character who creator John Bokenkamp described at Comic-Con as completely tied to Reddington. So that's
right. So how much of the news has come out of the television news has come out of Comic-Con this past weekend?
We
were talking about Kiefer Sutherland and Betty Brant.
Yeah, everything has come out of there. One thing that did not, though, is Sarah Palin. I'm pretty sure they didn't talk about her at Comic-Con.
No,
she's
not.
Going rogue again. This time, she's taking her rogueness to the internet. Some people love her, some people hate her, but The Blaze is launching a video site. It's a video site. It's an online channel, basically, created by The Blaze, Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck's thing.
Yeah. Subscribers will be encouraged to post video messages to Sarah Palin, ask her questions, all in an effort to build a community of engaged supporters. They'll also take a look into her personal life, like her reality show, Sarah Palin's Alaska.
Sure.
Big TV news tonight is that The Bachelorette will be over. Will it be Josh or will it be Nick? Andy Dorfman will decide. And then they'll decide if they want to marry her.
This? I'm all over, man. I'm having a party. I'm inviting all the neighbors over.
Really?
I'm going to make little tea, tuna fish sandwiches.
Kenny, you watching this tonight?
I already have the DVR set just in case.
Good for you.
In case you fall asleep.
And then when the DVR is done recording it, I'm going to box it up and duct tape it and put it up in the attic so that I can save it forever.
Aw, you're so sweet.
You know what? Give it to the kids in the car that were next to me instead.
They might like it.
Yeah.
The Hub Network has unveiled its plans to follow up Discovery's Shark Week The cable channel announced that it's going to do Bark Week, Dougie. I thought that you would like that one. So if you don't want the sharks, you'll get the barks. That'll kick off August 17th with the week of programming built around the dog.
Everybody is special here on the Good Day program. Thought for the day today, only the mediocre are always at their best. So nothing mediocre or mediocrity doesn't make it here. You must be your best you can. How's that for thought-provoking, mind-boggling stuff? 51 after the hour.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is the daily Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. There's Jennifer over there and Kenny and Richie here to entertain you, to inform you, to enthrall you. And one of the things that we like in terms of comments, not necessarily just the comments from us, because we don't have a corner on knowledge. We may have some expertise. We may have an opinion, which is swell, and that's what it's all about. Take the news and let's talk about what you think about things that are happening. So someone that's cut from that same jib, if you will, that same cloth, is Wendy Williams, somebody that I have, frankly, a great deal of admiration and respect for, because I think she's done a wonderful thing with her career. I think she's managed herself well. She knew who she was. She took advantage of who she was at various places in her career. She's very smart. So she has a daily television talk program, and she has interesting commentary, including the following, and I'd be interested to just sort of have people think about what she is focused on here. The idea is a case of profiling, a casting call for extras in a new movie called Straight Outta Compton, which is a history of the hip-hop group NWA. Now, I don't know anything about NWA.
That's the only way you can say their name on the air.
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, so let's listen to what she says.
They were a massive.
That was Eazy-E's group, wasn't it? No.
Let me look it up.
Whatever. Why don't you look it up while we listen to Wendy talking about the controversy?
The A-list girls. This is for the extras for the movie. They're the hottest of the hot models. Must have real hair, no extensions, any race. Okay, that's A-list. B-list. These are fine girls, long natural hair, really nice bodies. You should be light-skinned. Beyonce prototype here. This is so wrong. And I haven't even finished. All right, here's the C-list girls. These are African-American girls, medium to light-skinned, with a weave. Well, hold on now, because when I hit you with the last requirement, you might want to throw your wig down and walk out. Okay, now look. These are African-American girls, poor, not in good shape, medium to dark skin tone. I am so embarrassed for this company. I wonder if Universal Pictures still stays with the same casting agency, or do they release a politically correct statement saying that Universal has nothing to do with this, but they don't take actual action and fire the casting company. Now, you know, okay, but on the other hand, all these girls trying out are actresses and actors, and people who are actresses and actors are used to hearing the cold, hard truth about themselves. And they are. You know, if you want them old, you know, they need the old type. You know, if you're too fat, they let you know in casting, you are too fat for this job, or you are too dark for this job, or you look too Latino for this job. I mean, Hollywood is a cruel, tough business. Why do you think people get paid so much money to act? They deserve it. All the cruelty that they have to suffer through the hands of people telling them about their looks or lose weight or gain weight and stuff. It's horrible.
So?
Interesting.
What about it? What about the way that people, not just in this business, people are so judgmental. That's what I take out of this. Not necessarily how tough it is to get a job in a movie or whatever, but just in terms of...
But if you're looking for a certain type, I guess you have to say what you're looking for. But.
And let me tell you something. With social media and with everybody having a picture on the internet, I can go Google anybody who's applying for a job and see their appearance
right
before they ever walk into the office. And every single employer does that. Every single employer says, okay, Bob Smith. Boom. Okay, there's Bob. Oh, Bob looks like a dork. Oh. Oh, okay.
Good thing you didn't do that on this show.
He does like to drink a lot.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Or he smokes pot or something.
Just
like what, that.
You have an opinion of that person before they ever walk through your office.
Mm-hmm.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
And people you meet on the street, you judge them. You don't mean to, maybe.
What do you mean you don't mean to?
You may not mean to. When you're walking down the street and someone passes you, you automatically have like a set of something that pops into your head. You don't necessarily mean to, but
right.
You do.
We
I mean, it's just how everybody. Right. You judge people by their looks all the time.
But the lucky side of it is you also have a piece of paper in your hand that says, wow, this person did this. Wow, and this person did that? That's impressive. He may look like a dork online, but I want to talk to this person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
never overlook the dorks. They're the best, usually.
The dorks are best.
Usually.
All right, there's the thought for the day is the dorks are best.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but good. It's again, another exercise, getting the cobwebs out on Monday.
She would know.
Good day, bro. Getting the cobwebs out or dorks?
Look who I work with.
Oh, very funny.
That's why it's
59 after.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.